Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
At 7:22 on this Tuesday morning, joined now by Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Nisnansky. Dude, again with the rain.
Oh, my gosh, right? It's like every other day, not only rain, but a chance for, you know, strong thunderstorms.
Yeah, are you looking at a severe threat at all this afternoon or just things on the strong side?
I think there's a chance we get a couple severe storms. I think the primary threat will be hail with these ones. So it's, I mean, very scattered. Definitely not looking at a massive severe weather outbreak. However, with that said, there have been, you know, similar setups where it's not looking like we're going to get, you know, hammered and stuff, and we end up with 20 severe thunderstorm warnings. So I don't think that'll be the case, but certainly possible we get a couple storms that reach severe limits for hail.
Boy, Niz, just wave after wave of the severe stuff, too, whether here in the southern portions of the state or across the country.
Yeah, totally. Other parts of the country, it's been a really rough go. We've had kind of borderline severe stuff, some minor low-end tornadoes, but there's been some spots south that have obviously you've seen on the news, just really devastating tornadoes. And it reminds us this time of year, this is what, you know, you potentially could have. And that's why I think it's really important that people here also don't let their guard down a little bit, because we've had, you know, so many, you know, low-end tornadoes, EF0s, EF1s, that we, you know, historically, we've had the big ones too. Now, granted, most of them are on the low end, but we have had the big ones. You know, we've had EF4s, we've had F5s, you know, here in Wisconsin as well, and quite frankly, we're due.
Can you project out at all here, Niz? Like, is this, are we caught in some sort of pattern here in the upper Midwest where this is what our summer looks like? Or, you know, are we just in a stretch here?
I have not dived into, you know, like climate as far as how our summer is looking. However, I will say right now we're just in that very active pattern where we are stuck in between your basically summer air mass, warm, humid air, and still kind of spring trying to work its way in from the north. We are right in that transition zone, and we've been in it for the last couple weeks. What will eventually happen is we're going to gradually warm up, and it's going to be more of a summer climate. And then that will, in general, as we know, come July, we'll go weeks without getting a drop of rain. And I do think that eventually we will get more into that typical summer air mass and pattern here in southern Wisconsin.
Niz, I can help confirm this for you. So I'm opening up the Farmer's Almanac, which I know you spend
there
a lot of time.
Right? Which is gospel. Right.
And the almanac says for this summer indicates a muggy and stormy couple of months. So
you could sell that book, Niz.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They add a possible to that. Yeah. So I mean, so sure. Yeah, of course. I mean, summers can be humid, for sure. I don't see anything so funny. But what I was getting at is I don't see anything that would be completely out of the ordinary for what we see in summertime. I mean, yeah, we'll eventually warm up, get more into a summer pattern. But yeah, if this continues, we won't be complaining too much, you know, about our lawns. What's crazy is a year ago at this time, we were already building our moderate to severe drought. This was a really dry spring. You know, we have, I think at right now we're 6 inches ahead of pace as far as precipitation for the year. At this point last year, we had a deficit of at least 6 inches. So it's a complete 180.
I told you yesterday, Niz and I were not texting about the weather. He's lighting me up on the Brewers game.
Yeah,
you like that, Niz? That's a good outcome.
Oh, I love it, man. I like the fire of this team. I mean, that's the one thing Pat Murphy said he was going to bring, and he's bringing it. I mean, whether you like it or not, you know, we got a little trash talking. We got, you know, a little edge on this team, and it's serving us good.
I like it. Roof closed yesterday. Were they worried about storms, or was it a temperature thing, you think? Or
probably storms. Because yesterday we had those tiny little things that were like on the radar, just kind of peppered a little bit. I got under one in Grafton. It lasted like, I don't know, like 2 minutes, and that's it. So I think today's stuff in the afternoon and evening will be a little bit more coverage. My daughter has her last soccer game, so we'll see if she gets that in. But yeah, stormy pattern. And how about this? We get hit with okay. So last week, The Voice, we had tornado warning conflicts. Mm-hmm. Then we get hit with the same thing during the Indianapolis 500 on Sunday or on Saturday, or was it Sunday? Yeah,
Sunday.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, oh, my gosh, guys, you know, conflicting. And we get it. And, you know, it's a protocol that we're working through. Some highly watched event. You know, we now have the flexibility. Our management has given us the flexibility that if there's still a tornado warning, but we think that tornado threat is over with or it doesn't exist as a meteorologist, we have the ability to get out. So it's working out.
Well, I love you, Niz.
Appreciate it, guys.
Keep an eye on that weather for this afternoon. Again, widespread afternoon showers and thunderstorms with a high of 66 today.